Welcome back to Ping! This is episode 187 weeks of us and other people and just someone bringing you all the hot news that Microsoft is pinging each other about, and you guys are pinging each other about, and the world around is pinging each other about. And one of the things that people wanted to talk about last week was you. On the message boards, on our comment threads.
I don't want to say I'm used to it, but NBD.
A lot of good support from our fans, our legions and legions of fans. You know, Paul
Loyal
is,
viewers. Or
yeah. Mark is the new Paul, and judging you, watching you, critiquing you.
It's a tough place to be. I mean, Paul did a great job for a long time on this show. I by no means mean to replace him.
That's right. You are your own man.
I am my own orange donned clothed man.
You know, before Paul there was Max, and I don't remember much of a... really people noticing when Max got replaced, so apparently Paul was here a lot longer.
Yeah.
And Paul is, besides, he's dropped off the grid, except for Facebook. He's posted Facebook every now and then, but he hadn't called me. He hasn't, like, you know, texted
me. It's an international call and gets expensive.
Yeah, he hasn't done that. So I don't know when he's returning, if ever, but I'm sure he's reading and feels good about the compliments. But Nick C wants you to be, he says you're too nice to me. He says that you should be meaner.
Yeah, I didn't know how to take that one. I was like, I mean, we can disagree on things, but I'm not going to... You know, they did that on ESPN a lot recently. Instead of just doing highlights of cool plays and things,
Yeah. They
just... A lot of their shows now are two people disagreeing over everything.
You know, I used to have a show. That's right. And on it, we had a segment called Flame Wars. So you know what Flame Wars is like in a mess of... So we actually... But we acted out these Flame Wars of, like,
did you just, like,
people fighting.
Reenact ones that existed?
Yes, yes, yes. We took quotes from, like, really nasty trolls.
Like, how is Bobby formed?
Yeah, like, we did, like, Sam, Splinter Cell versus, you know, whatever. We had all these different people where people were
that
arguing.
That other game that apparently didn't have 10 seconds.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, right, sure, sure.
Anyway, that was a really good thing. And we should do that, too, if you guys want to fight about that. But you don't need to be mean to me directly. They did mention that they don't like the way I pronounced Nokia.
Nokia.
Get out of town!
I actually,
see that with our
after
first
seeing
fight.
That, I had to do prep. I actually go through, I was like, I remember hearing it when, like, during a lot of the build keynotes and stuff like that, when they're talking about the new phones.
And who was pronouncing
Nokia.
It that way? Who was? Foreign people, not Americans.
Steve Ballmer.
Really?
You may have been brainwashed by the...
I swear.
Yes. If you look at the commercials, it's the Nokia, not Nokia. But I also, when I was in Spain for TechEd, they also said, oh, you're here with Microsoft. So, 6-1.
I feel like it's one of those words that can be pronounced either way and be right.
I guess,
just give
I guess
it to
we
me.
Just
give
call
it
them,
to me.
I guess we just call them Microsoft now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That alleviates the need to argue with that. And then one last thing I wanted to call out was Sheldon S. says, I find it funny that the person who hosts a video show on the internet prefers not to interact with video voice. He's, of course, referring to my comment that I thought Skype was a little too much, too invasive, and I don't really like to have human interaction so directly. And I don't really think it's weird because I don't have to have direct interaction with you guys.
You don't get the immediate feedback.
Yeah, you're not
of someone
here.
Else.
You're staring at me, but I don't know you're staring at me. You're secretly judging me, but I don't have to hear it. You haven't yet bashed me too hard in the message boards, except for the first episode.
You know, you've been on the internet for a long time though.
Yeah.
Not on the internet, but you know, like in the on TV on things.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sure you've kind of grown thicker skin than most on it's the internet. Internet comments. I mean, keep saying I'm gonna write a plugin that just erases internet comments.
So cry myself to sleep at night. But
no comments gonna help you with that one.
Okay. All right, Mark. So when perusing all of the headlines this week, one that jumped out at me had to talk about it. Caption is why Microsoft was not stupid to buy Nokia's phones.
You know, I like that headline.
I like that headline.
A little bit.
You know, we're everyone critiques everything that Microsoft does, and everyone has their own usually negative opinion. So it was refreshing to see one that said why we were not stupid. He didn't go so far as to say we were smart.
Well, we'll take what we can get.
Just not stupid. And you know, some of the reasons why he claims that.
We're transforming into a devices and services company, right? So at one end, we have services, which are software, which we have great experience with.
That's right.
What we've been doing
Microsoft's
for 30 years.
Microsoft's a software company.
Devices, we've had some experience with, some better, some worse. We've got, you know, the Xbox, we've got Kinect, we have some phones now that we've been relying on partners to make.
Right.
The Surface was one foray into that. But, I mean, Nokia has a long history of producing phones that are loved worldwide.
Yeah, and Microsoft has sort of explained it by saying in order to win PCs, in order to be successful in the PC market, you need to be successful in the phone market.
Sure.
Which I'm not sure if I really agree with that, because I know a lot of people who are PC users, yeah, but use a Fruit phone.
Sure. I mean, that's possible. I think that the people who started using Fruit phones and started installing iTunes and things like that, some of them said, oh, let me try a Mac.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I think the same thing can kind of roll over our way. I mean, more people, it's an ecosystem. You know,
right,
how it is. It's this whole thing where they all support each other. Like, I can watch, you know, stuff on my Xbox, then have Smart Glass talk to my phone and my Surface and my PC, and everything works better together. So
yeah,
when it's kind of all boats kind of rise kind of deal, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and one thing, I was actually interviewing a bunch of developers recently, like, not only is it great from the consumer end that we are all one family ecosystem, but from the developer end, you know, if you develop for one, it's much easier to port a Windows Phone app to Windows 8 than to a completely different operating system.
Portable,
so it's better for both ends.
Portable class libraries do all that stuff. And I know there's a lot of love for Nokia. I actually have an HTC phone. I have the 8X, which I love, so.
I had an HTC phone for years. I mean, my first Windows phone was an HTC phone. I had the Trophy.
I had a Touch Pro, actually. Touch Pro, too.
You know, and then I just recently got the Nokia. I think I have the 820, which I love, but what I really want
is the 1020.
Is the 1020. I'm a Verizon lady.
I'm on Verizon too. otherwise, I'd never right now. Absolutely. I've heard great
but
reviews.
That
yeah,
phone alone would is almost enough to bring, if I wasn't already a Windows Phone purchaser or subscriber, I would be. A friend of mine has the 928.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the Verizon.
It's the Nokia thing. Yeah, it's Verizon. And it's not really being touted as a great camera, but it is.
Yeah.
It's years apart from even my camera on the 820. So I can't even imagine how good the 1020 is going
to
be.
I've heard some choice words used to describe that. I don't know if we can repeat on here, but yeah, very good.
Very good.
Very good.
And
yes.
I think it's this is quickly becoming a story about the new phone, but that's okay. And like I said, that alone would make me urge Microsoft to buy Nokia.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing for me to see them put the camera first. You know, I mean, that's really what people use their phones for anyway.
A lot of people.
For me, I mean, I email, and then I take pictures, and I send that stuff off.
Yeah, again, just ditching another device you have and including them all into one.
Yeah.
It works for me.
So we'll have to see what transpires in the future with this deal.
Still got a year to go through regulation and all that stuff. So
right, but we know for sure we're getting Stephen Nelot back, so.
Yeah, welcome
back. He's worth $7 billion.
Welcome back. Come on the show.
We will. There we go. We'll have him answer your questions. So we were talking earlier about Skype and, you know, really connecting with people and the ability to do video calls and all that stuff and how great it is and, you know, how I don't like it, but, you know, other people do. Apparently great advances are being made in this technology with the help of course, with the Kinect. So you know how when we're Skyping each other, I do it. I don't like it, but I do it.
Stop the program!
Well, not you and I.
We both individually Skype.
Right, when we Skype like celebrities.
We see each other in person. We don't
Yeah. And, you know, your eyes are looking at them, not the camera, so they see your eyes looking off into another direction, right?
I have this problem where I occasionally am just staring at myself, but that's not a
good
idea.
I do that,
there.
Too. I think we all do that. And we're like, you'll see us being like,
I'm making sure I'm covering my thinning hair spots and everything as I'm going.
See, this is why video calls are bad. I don't fix my shirt when I'm texting you. Anyway, apparently, I never even noticed that it was a thing that we weren't making eye contact. That didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
But apparently it's a thing.
Yeah,
and people want the intimacy there.
I've noticed it, and I've actually come to sometimes while someone's talking, while I'm talking, is like I'll look up, because I have my camera on top of my monitor, I'll look up at it, and then I think I'm looking at them, but you can't tell because you can't see the screen.
Right. So you stare at the camera, and then you have to look back, and then you're not looking there anymore.
It's like I'm gonna need a set of mirrors, or this.
So what they've done is they've sort of used the Kinect to really simplify a way to fake it, really. So it makes it look like your face is actually tilted just a few frames down or frames up, depending on the positioning of your camera, so that your eyes are actually looking at the camera instead of at the other person that you're Skyping with. And apparently it traditionally was really hard to do.
Yeah.
Like you said, there was mirrors involved and some sort of intense code, and I don't even know, something very complicated, which is why we've never had it before. But now, what was the person's name who created this?
Claudia
Kuster.
Kuster? Sorry.
What else?
A doctoral student in Zurich. So this is a PhD project that she's working on, and you got. I mean, it's not just the taking the image; it's the whole tilting and everything. It's kind of like when you're behind a green screen.
Yeah.
You can see sometimes when it's done poorly. You can kind of see like the artifacts around and stuff like that.
Sure.
Well, they're taking this higher person's head and rotating it in 3D.
Right.
And
right.
So it's all the artifacts and stuff around
that. Oh, in real time.
Yeah, in real time. So this is video chat. Like, you can't be delaying this because the audio won't sync up and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a complicated problem, but a really cool solution.
Yeah, like the example they gave before, if you've ever used, like, you know, you can put like a pig nose on your face.
Right.
You,
yeah.
And then if you move around, it doesn't really track so well. But they're saying this has figured out a way to, you know, make it pretty fluid. So very exciting. I don't think it's out yet. It's going to be a Skype plugin, hopefully free, and we'll keep you posted on it. But if you're looking for eye contact, I, like J-Lo, prefer no eye contact. But if you're into that sort of thing, go ahead and check it out. So anyone, unless you're living under a rock, knows that this weekend was kickoff of the NFL, the happiest time of the year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're a football fan.
I am, and so happens to be I'm a Denver Broncos fan, so this week was especially
special. I'm gonna start wearing all green just because I'm a Jets fan. Don't tell anyone, it's really embarrassing that I'm a Jets fan.
I usually love putting in whatever players are playing against the Jets that week for my fantasy squad.
I know, it's really hard, and I always, for my fantasy squad, I always have to pick like a couple of New York Jets because I just feel like I have to, and then all of them, they never really do anything. But I've got Chris Ivory this year.
I'm trying to think of who you put in there this year, but
yeah.
Apparently Geno week one, but you know.
But. Yeah, not my quarterback for fantasy. Anyway. One of the things, if you've been following also recent news stories, is that there have been a lot of retired NFL players who have serious health injuries due to concussions that they got throughout the duration of their career. And this is a major problem. I mean, there have been deaths, there have been
Alzheimer's,
like speech impediments, really, really bad things.
All the repetitive blows to the head, honestly, do a lot of things. So they've been doing a lot of stuff around specifically concussions, around precautions around putting people back in who potentially have them,
or
being able to track them over time and make sure that
don't just give them some cortisone and send them back in.
Yeah.
We care about their health, and Microsoft cares too. or so they say with this new release. So they're putting in the hands of medical professionals on the sidelines, right? They're giving them a Surface, and the Surface comes equipped with this X2 app.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
X2, I believe, is the name of it.
And what it does is you take a baseline reading of your player's health. You can do it before the game, before the season. You track all of this stuff and ask them a series of questions. And then after a blow, I guess you repeat back to them the same series of questions, and based on their answers or the timing, I don't know exactly how it works, you can determine if they've just been hit really hard or if there's a serious problem. And then all of their medical information is then stored in the cloud through this app, and it's all accessible, and it's really a great way to save people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be able to refer to past injuries, to medical history and stuff that the specific trainer that's on the sideline right there may not know or may not remember in the spot of the moment. And it gives an objective score based on how likely it is, how bad the injury is, should they go to the hospital, or should they go back in.
Right, and then that information, if you're traded to another team, it travels with you and goes to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that way you don't lose anything, you're keep making sure you're keeping care of your players and all that stuff.
They didn't say which teams exactly will be using this, but I'm sure more and more, and I'm sure they'll announce exactly which teams, if not all, are using it in the near future. So it's really awesome. I'd love to see, obviously, any sort of headlines that have the word Microsoft and NFL get me very excited.
Yeah, and I know we're already doing fantasy sports with the Xbox One comes with.
So I haven't tried it out yet. Have you put your players into Xbox?
There's Xbox One.
Oh, so it's not even available for the 360? I thought there was some integration with the 360.
Offhand, it's only been one day of football, so I don't know.
But I'm gonna go home and try it out because when I started reading another article on that. And normally football season, I've got my two computers, my laptops, and my screen, and I'm clicking back and forth with all my fantasy leagues, you know. So if I could get that all on the screen, that would be pretty. I mean, more motivation to get the Xbox One. All right, so there we go. Yay, Xbox NFL. All right, everybody, the news has finally hit. You all can finally carve into your date books exactly when you need to go stand in line and pick up your Xbox One. Because it is launching on
November 22nd, whatever this year, 2013.
2013.
Which is important because in November 22nd, 2005, where were you?
I, Mark, was in high school.
Yeah.
What were you?
I was in college. I don't know how that works.
Just kidding. I was at the Xbox 360 launch at some, I believe it was in like an air hangar in California, and I was there covering it for G4, and it was actually a really good time. So that's where I was 5 years ago, and now eight years ago.
8 years, yeah.
Well, I was in high school, so I wasn't that good at math.
Sorry.
Wasn't there yet. And this year, I'll probably be home on the couch alone.
I'll be awaiting my package. I actually just got the alert from Amazon telling me that my arrival date has changed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got the notification.
So this is when it hits stores, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be, I would imagine, that midnight before, you know, there's going to be some huge
some
party.
Some event or something.
There's going to be an event.
I don't know. I haven't been invited yet, but
I haven't been
I've
invited
already pre-ordered.
Yet, but I imagine I will.
Speaking of which, they said pre-orders are actually sold out. But they said...
Really?
Let me...
Oh, yeah, all day one pre-order. Oh, well, you get a free copy of Football Sim FIFA 14 with your pre-order. So there you go. Anyway, and is that hitting... It's a week after the PS4.
And
so,
a week before Black Friday and Thanksgiving and all that in the U.S. So it's right there, the end of November, just in time for the holidays and taking like a month off of work to get more achievements.
There you go.
I should probably tell my boss.
So we probably won't be filming that week because we'll be very sick.
Yeah. 13, the 13 launch markets, Australia, Austria, Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, New Zealand, Spain, UK, and the United States, and then many more following right after.
Which is good because people complain a lot that like America gets things first and they don't get things for months later. So it's
right.
Nice to see a more global launch. In my opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've seen some exclusives, like controllers and other things, and exclusive like skins of the Xbox come out in different countries before. And that's funny because everyone in the United States says, why didn't we get that first? We get it. We get plenty. But yeah, so November 22nd, you can reserve one now. I would do it now.
Yeah, let me know if you've already done your pre-order. I'd love to see how many people you guys are actually planning on getting it on day one.
And which launch title you want.
Yeah. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week. Thank you for joining us. I got a couple calls to action for you, things we want you to do. One, I want to know if you're a football fan.
Oh, yeah.
And what team you like. And if you're not a football fan, I'd like you to become a New York Jets fan because I feel really alone in the world, at least here in the Pacific Northwest. And then I want to, again, we want to hear if you're signing up to get your pre-order of your Xbox One, what game you want to play, and if you think Mark should switch it up color-wise in terms of his wardrobe.
That's going to require some planning. So make sure those comments in early.
Yeah.
You do some shopping.
There we go. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter. I am no longer hacked.
This is a weekly.
I know, because you know what? I feel like I invited people to hack me because I was like, don't do it. And then I got hacked again. But I feel like I've got a hack proof system now. Very confident.
It's now password 3.
You can tell, right? You can tell, like I actually try to tweet quite a bit when I'm not hacked, and then
right.
Like 4 or 5 days and I don't tweet. Well, guess what's going on? There you go. That's what's going on. But follow me at Elfoy and this guy
at Mark DeFalco.
He really needs some more followers. Like seriously, help him out.
I'm about to break 100.
I was really good.